All right. Hey, who was that, Mr. Atavist?
That was our very own Tulsa Drone.
That was Tulsa Drone.
It was.
Peter. I know Peter. He's a great guy. The whole band's awesome.
You're a great guy, and you're awesome.
You know what? You a rock.
You rock harder.
You are rock.
That's it.
WRERLP 97.3 FM, Richmond Independent Radio, City of Richmond's official emergency broadcast outlet, and wing nuts like Mr. Atavist and Phil D. Yours truly and over there. This is the Friday breakfast plan. I'm speaking for us both. It's okay.
That's right. That one-sided argument again.
I know. It's great. I love it. Anyway, this is the Friday breakfast blend. Good morning. Every time I look, I'm up this early or late, depending on how you look at it, and I see those streets after an evening of rain and dampness, I always think of this song by Alice Donut called Empty Streets.
City at night, like to look at the lights. Nest up in the autumn branches, built from nothing but high hopes and thin air. He collected up some baby blasted mothers, they took their chances, and for a while they lived quite happily up there. He came from New York City, man, but he couldn't take the pace, and thought it was like a dog-eat-dog world. Then he went to San Francisco, spent a year in outer space with a sweet little San Franciscan girl. I can hear my mother wailing and a whole lot of scraping of chairs. I don't know what it is, but there's definitely something going on upstairs. He had to get out of there, and San Francisco, well, I don't know. And then to L.A., where he spent about a day. He thought even the pale sky stars were smart enough to keep well away from L.A. Meanwhile, Larry made up names for the ladies, like Miss Boo and Miss Quick. He stockpiled weapons and took pot shots in the air. He feasted on their lovely bodies like a lunatic and wrapped himself up in their soft yellow hair. I can hear chants and incantations, and some guy is mentioning me in his prayers. Well, I don't know what it is, but there's definitely something going on upstairs. City, man, San Francisco, LA, I don't know. But Larry grew increasingly neurotic and obscene. I mean, he never asked to be raised up from the tomb. I mean, no one ever actually asked him to forsake his dreams. Anyway, to cut a long story short, fame finally found him. Mirrors became his torturers. Cameras snapped him at every chance. The women all went back to their homes and their husbands with secret smiles in the corners of their mouths. He ended up, like so many of them do, back on the streets in New York City, in a soup queue, a dope fiend, a slave, then prison, then the madhouse, then the grave. Oh, poor Larry. But what do we really know of the dead, and who actually cares? Well, I don't know what it is, but there's definitely something going on upstairs.
Oh my God. That was, you know who that was. That was Nick Cave and the Bad Seeds. Dig Yourself, or Dig Yourself Lazarus. Dig Lazarus, Dig album. 2009. I think it was my pick of my year that year. Yes, it was indeed. And the song, the title track, Dig Lazarus, Lazarus Dig. I want to say Lazarus. I don't know. Maybe it's too many Muppet movies in the 80s that made me want to see it like Labyrinth. That's what I want to say. Anyway, before that, She's a Fox by Flux Information Sciences, one of these bands that kind of burbles up, makes an album, then goes away forever, but encapsulated in a delicious CD called Private Public. And then Uran and the song EMP. Thank you, Mr. Atavis, for that one. And we started with Empty Streets by Alice Donut from the Nadine single on Alternative Tentacles Records. Let's keep going. This is brand new. This is called, I think I'm going to pronounce it right, Aurelio. And it's a people of Central America, descendants of West Africans who survived the 1675 wreck of a slave ship and their expulsion from the Caribbean to Central American mainland. This is their culture. This is what this music's about right here. It's called Garifuna culture. And it's survived down through the years. And this is from the album La Rue Billet, and it just came out, and it looks like it's a split label with Sub Pop and Next Ambience, which is kind of curious. Anyway, this is the track number 4 called We Baya Wuda, and here it is. It's pretty rocking, so stay tuned. This is Friday Break with Blair.
Saka gadi rumu Hachili way by your logo flash Hapara swallow mao Give it to Hariego Logo at Hadu Chile at the logo in the Garina Gu Anita Yapia Terahamale Terahamale Terahama Terahamale, terahamale, terahama Subutina nyata Sakakadiru moye biye ya Oh, subutina nyata Amara swalu kumara, amara swalu kumara Subutina nyata
kumanya, mayeda kumanya. Hoy pa yawa, toni ipatya hawai, ego babu tiaha. Away pa yawa, itoni ipatya hawai, ego babu tiaha. Toni ipatya ma, hawai way pa yawa.
I know. Didn't it make you want to go, oh? I didn't. That was Afengen from their, I guess, their only album, Acrobacus. Came out about 4 or 5 years ago. And the song Terror Humpa, or Terror Humpa, maybe. Maybe that's how you say it, since they're going, oh, like that. Anyway, before that was Hakim and Talikik. And we started with Weibawiwa. I think I'm pronouncing that right. Probably not. By the band Aurelio. And yes, it's in the studio. Thanks for the call, Charles. Charles Williams does a delightful show called The Motherland Influence, or The Other Black Music, on Sundays. So, you know what? You could go to the WRAR.org website and check it out. The trainee is at the door. Xavier will be here momentarily. I'm going to go play another tune. This is Shrift and the song Floating City from their Lost in a Moment CD.
Listening to my heart again and fall upon the floor. Settle your head back and return once more. Take that caressing time, mommy shama, mommy shama, mommy shama. Lips to the flaps again. As you oversprawl this walking city, breath spills us a breeze. Feel the sail like deck of a ship. Heart is still just a little bit. Chegou o verão.
Atlanta because of that big hit popping popcorn. Now we know everybody out there can do the popcorn, but right now we got a brand new thing we want to run into you, baby. A little thing we call the Funky 16 Corners. Yeah, baby, you heard me right. The Funky 16 Corners. But first, we're going to tighten up on this music a little bit here. Come on in there, horn. Ow! Good God, sound pretty good. Do it again, do it again. And right here is where we go to the first step, baby. When we tell you hit it one time, I want you to thrust your hips out hard to the left. But first, I want you to be doing the popcorn, kind of bounced around just a little bit like me here. You got it, baby. Don't move your feet, baby. Just hold it right there. Here we go now.
This is Aaron from Tall Furs.
This is Allison from Awesome Color.
And we're reminding you that if it's time to get the lead out, you're probably going to have to switch away from WRIR, Richmond Indie Radio.
97.3.
That was Dancing Alone by golly, I can't remember. No, that's not really the name of the band. Hold on. I Am the World Trade Center. How could I forget that? Good God. Well, Xavier's here. He's going to be training. How's it going, Xavier?
Doing fine. How you doing, man?
Awesome, awesome. Wait, I'm sorry. I'm trying to fix his microphone. I'm like a mother hen over here.
Fixed.
Fixed. Check. Before the I Am the World Trade Center, we heard some deliciousness from Titus Turner. Jeez, do you dig it? And I'm trying to get the butter from the duck. So if anybody knows what that means, give me a call at 649-9737, which is a studio phone line. Before that, we heard Funky 16 Corners, which is a great compilation. I'm so not prepared today. It's like, what the? That was the Highlighters band from the Funky 16 Corners compilation of great old funk from the 60s, 70s. And then we started with Shrift and Floating City from their Lost in a Moment CD. This is WRAR 97.3. Hey, this is the Friday Breakfast Blend. Xavier here's training, so give him some slack, man, all right? God.
Please, just help me out.
Yeah, help him out. we're going to keep going here. This is Sufala. I'm feeling very 2005 right now. And The Blank Page. Hey! Yes! This is WRAR, LP 97.3 FM, Richmond Independent Radio, the city of Richmond's official emergency broadcast outlet, and home of the Friday Breakfast Blend with me, Phil D. Good morning. How's it going? Really? I know! It's hilarious! It's Friday, right? We heard some music there, which was delightful. You just listened to Southern Fried. That was a local band called Inertia from years ago. And then we heard Num Cake by Full Chin on Asthmatic Kitty Records, came out 2008. And then Blank Page by Sufala from her album Blueprint. Tambla at its finest, sir and ma'am. Xavier here is training. He's going to be doing a soul show. Actually... Hey, Xavier. What's going on, dude?
How's it going, Richmond? Good morning. Wake up.
Yeah, wake up. So what's the show that you guys are prospectively doing?
The show is going to be called Soul Food. We wanted to do it on Sundays, but we got the Thursday slot from 3 a.m. to 6 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
Once me and my co-pilot, Dan, DJ Diz, as some people in Richmond know him, are done with our training and whatnot, we will be on the radio and we will be filling people's ears with all types of funky, good, southern fried soul food music.
Delightful.
And also hip-hop.
So you were telling me that you were going to take some of the music that is sampled in hip-hop today, right?
Yes.
Okay.
What we're going to do is basically take, I mean, if you can really just look and think like Kanye West and all the soul samples that he used, we're going to try and present to you guys out there the actual song and the soul music that he sampled and try to help people better understand where those samples come from.
That's awesome.
And just taking it back to good old southern soul music.
There you go. Well, that sounds like a great show, and good luck with that.
Oh, man, thanks.
But you have
really
to pass the test first, sir.
I do, and you know what? I'm going to do it because I need to give people out there some good soul music.
Awesome. I appreciate that. Muchos gracias. Anyway, we're going to rock it out now. We're going to flail, so get your necks ready. Do a little stretch to the left, a little stretch to the right, and start your car.
Oh, yeah.
Make sure you put the top on the cup of your coffee or tea so you don't spill it. Mm. Or milkshake. Some people drink milkshakes in the morning. I don't know what they're thinking. This is Get Activated. I don't know. This is Get Activated. So you know who this is. I don't. This is Baseball Furies. We'll be right back.
nothing because if nothing were nothing, we'd know nothing about nothing because you can't know something about nothing because nothing is something, not something appreciable within the realm of the existent, which vividly is a fool paradise, fool paradigm, fool paradox, a waste of time.
Yeah, that's what I said. That's what she said.
Oh.
Yeah. Hey, that was Molotov Cocktail doing television personality song, Part Time Punks. And I send that to all of you punkers that have to go to work this morning.
Ha ha.
Oh, I do too, but I'm not, well, I don't know what I am. I'm a dork. Yes! Before that was I Don't Know Nothing by Four Pierre. And then we heard Future of the Left and the song Yin Post Yin. And Final Solutions, Fake Puke. If you didn't know the name of that song, there's nothing like hearing a song called Fake Puke at 7:12 in the morning. And that's what WRAR 97.3 delivers on Friday morning.
It's a beautiful thing.
It is a beautiful thing.
Friday morning, guys.
Friday morning, Fake Puke. There you go. I'm So Happy to Be Alive. I think I'll sing myself a happy song by Mount St. Helens, local band, superstar rock band. I think Chris Farmer was in that band in the beginning, drummer for a while, a long time ago. Chris Bobst, several other people, Ron Curry. God, I can't remember him anymore. And then Richard in a Tree Stand by Norfolk band Combine from their History of American Rock and Roll. Great album, by the way. And then we started with Get Activated by the Baseball Furies. This is WRAR 97.3 Richmond Independent Radio. I'm Phil D, and Xavier's over here, and he's going to read a PSA as part of his training.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, go for it, man.
Richmond Cop Watch will be holding a free Know Your Rights training Saturday, February 26th at 4 p.m. at 2005 Barton Avenue. This workshop will help participants learn the basics of asserting their rights when dealing with the police. For more information about this workshop or Richmond Cop Watch, you can call 804-303-5449 or email sbhcopwatch@gmail.com.
Awesome. Okay, let's get a little funky now. Let's do the push and the pull. And if you're in your car, you probably don't want to do that because you might cause an accident.
Oh, no, don't do that.
No. Rufus Thomas in the house.
Thank you. Who could slow it down if you could turn around? All the boys in town who would delight you to spot a short attention man's connection that drop and drop. Type of girl who could slow it down if you could turn around. All the boys in town who would delight you to spot a short attention span, flexing and drop and drop.
Don't on if it was meant to be. There's only one thing, now I'd have a homie back, and that's if you're the type of girl who could slow it down. Turn around, see all the boys in town who would delight you to spot.
WRIR Community Calendar. I'm Ellie Winstons. Enjoy the free concert series on Tuesday, February 23rd with the University of Richmond. Starting at 7:30 p.m., pianist Thomas Mastrioni will give a presentation on Years of Pilgrimage. He will perform portions of the work and discuss the work's evolution from its beginnings. His piano performances, lectures, and masterclasses have been presented in 20 countries on 4 continents. This event is located at the University of Richmond Camp Concert Hall in the Booker Hall of Music. For more information, contact Barbara Melton at bmelton@richmond.edu.
I'm Caroline Ilnickies. Interested in film? The VCU Southern Film Festival presents Screening Southern Literature at the Gray Street Theater on Friday, February 25th or Saturday, February 26th from 4 p.m. to 10 p.m. There will be 6 films based on the works of some of the region's preeminent authors, including the featured film To Kill a Mockingbird by Harper Lee. The author, Charles Shields, will explain how Lee converted the novel into a screenplay, and actress Mary Badham, who played the character of Scout, will discuss her experience on the set. For more info, go to blog.vcu.edu/southernfilmfestival.
I'm Rachel Shannon. Come to the Visual Arts Center on Friday, February 25th, anytime from 9 in the morning to 9 at night, for a free exhibit showing current work by VCU graduates. This collaborative exhibition, curated by VCU, features 15 graduates from the VCU Department of Craft and Material Studies. For more information, call 353-0094 or visit visarts.org/exhibitions.
I'm Sophie Shannon. The next time you shimmy at home to your favorite song or head out for an evening of dancing with friends, consider this. Cutting a rug can be just as good for your body as it is for your social life. From your heart to your bones, dancing is an excellent way to get healthy and have fun. ACA Virginia Spirit of Women Network presents the Day of Dance on Saturday, February 26th at the Greater Richmond Convention Center from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. Join us for this free event and learn simple ways to stay healthy, enjoy great music, and get your free health screening.
Love gospel music? Saturday, February 26th at 6 p.m. at the Abundant Life of Christ Church, there will be a free gospel concert. Richmond's own Van Boyd will release his debut single, Saved Man. He will be joined by other featured artists. For more info, call 214-6279 or visit http://www.jlrecords.com/.
On Saturday, February 26th at 4 o'clock p.m., don't miss I Have a Dream, The Life and Times of Martin Luther King Jr., showing at the historic Henrico Theater. This play chronicles the phenomenal impact of Dr. King's life as he becomes one of the most influential and charismatic leaders of the American century. For more information, call the Henrico Theater staff at 804-328-4491. This event is free for all ages, though reservations are required.
Sarah Master's new works are branching out from her drawings and paintings to explore mixed media in both 2 and 3 dimensions and will be at Quirk Gallery from March 3rd to March 26th. Her delight of materials, paint, graphite, paper, fiber, fabric, wood, metal, glass, sticks, rocks, and more, and an intrinsic questioning of what is possible when disparate pieces come together, makes her work beautifully curious. Stop by and see them sometime this March.
Honduras Outreach Medical Brigada Relief Effort, also called Hombre, a group from VCU, will be at Gallery 5 on the evening of March 4th at 7 p.m. Join them to learn firsthand about the work Hombre does and about the value of the experience for medical and pharmacy students. Gallery 5 is graciously hosting an exhibition of photographs from participating communities. Captured by students, health workers, and local children, these images portray the communities and the people that live there with great depth and insight. Participants from past Hombre trips will be present to discuss the photos and the project. Copies of the prints will be available for sale, and donations are welcome. Refreshments will be served. For more information, visit www.gallery5arts.org.
This community calendar was produced by all of us. To see these events, go to WRIR.org and click on Community Calendar. Send future events to WRIRcommunitycalendar@gmail.com.
All right, Sleigh Bells from their Treats album and Crown on the Ground. And I'm going to send that to Gaddafi there. Maybe you should put your crown on the ground and walk away.
Just maybe.
Just maybe. You know, time is over. Put the crown on the ground and walk on. Anyway, raising the gas prices. I don't even know. You know what? You know what's weird? It's like they're raising gas prices and they're saying it's Libyan oil or whatever and stuff. I don't believe that.
I don't believe it either.
I think it's just, I mean, you know, they did this last time many years ago, and then like all those oil corporations and stuff made like record numbers in their money in their quarters and stuff like that. So on you guys, okay? So stop it, okay?
Ride a bike.
Take the bus. PT, man, public transportation.
That's what I'm talking about.
Right. Before that was the Cougars, and who's got the sniff? Yeah, and then before the community calendar was Type O Girl by the Volume In, and from their Cries in from Space album. And then we heard Do the Push Pull Part 1 by Rufus Thomas. And Part Time Punks was in there, Molotov Cocktail. I told you about that. But Beth, thank you for singing along there.
Oh,
I know she was out there. So, and the rest of you, for that matter. You too, Xavier.
Oh, no problem, man.
It was beautiful.
It was very beautiful.
It was. Hey, I just found out this band is got a new album out. Coming out March 9th. This is one of the best bands on the planet. In the universe, I would even say. Poly Six, yes. They lost their keyboardist. She decided to quit and do other pursuit. So there's now a three-piece, I imagine, but it's going to be curious what this album's going to be about, because the new one, and it's going to be curious because keys were such a big part, you know, the synth sound and everything. And I know that members of the band also play synth, so if it's a studio album, they may have just laid tracks over. But we shall see if they're going to change directions. Anyway, this is one of their breakout in the Americas song called I My Me Mine from their Now Is the Time CD. here at WRAR 97.3.
I'm Nina.
All right, that was Navy Star by Lazy Guns Brisky. Yeah, I know. I mean, who comes up with a name like that? It's pretty wild. Then Poly Six was before that, I My Me My, and they have a new album coming out any second now, and we can only hope that we get copies of it. I'm going to do my darndest to get it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Xavier's here.
I am.
I look forward to seeing you next week, too, sir.
Oh, I'll definitely be here.
We're going to let you run the board a little bit, I think, too, which would be cool.
Yes.
Thumbs up in the news and talk section.
We're really just like 1 3/4 of a thumb. I'm a chef, so I cut off like the tip of my thumb. So.
You a chef?
Yeah.
Okay, don't tell me where you work or anything, but I had something from your place. Let's see, it was on a Thursday night. Were you cooking then?
No.
Okay, well, it was
good. But I helped create the menu, so.
Okay, word. The hummus? Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, okay. Okay, enough of this. Let's talk about other stuff. Okay, before the I My Me Mine was Sleigh Bells, Crown on the Ground, as we talked about, and that goes out to Gaddafi. And you know what I'm talking about. Coming up moments away, Democracy Now! With Amy Goodman. Thanks a lot. This has been The Breakfast Blend. Thanks for listening online and in your car and in your cubicle and at your house on the radio and all that jazz. And I'll see you all next week. Thanks for listening. Bye-bye. This is Epic Problem, also dedicated to the Middle East by Fugazi.
Yes.
Later.
I've got
WRAR-LP 97.3, Richmond Independent Radio. City of Richmond's official emergency broadcast outlet.
From Pacifica, this is Democracy Now!